Charlie's and Memo's podcast.
Hello, Charlie.
Hello, Memo.
Hey, what are we going to do together? What are we doing here?
Making a story.
Is it fun?
Yes.
What's the best thing about telling stories?
Telling the characters that's in the story.
Okay. Should we get started?
Yes.
Great. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Mama.
How are you today?
Good.
Good. Shall we tell a story?
Of No, different.
Okay. What character do you want the story to be about?
Red dragon.
A red dragon.
In a big cottage.
In a big cottage. Okay. Shall I start?
Yeah.
Okay. Once upon a time, there was a big red dragon who lived in a cottage in a forest called Neverland Forest. And what's going to happen to that dragon?
Going for a walk, and suddenly the sun shined in his eyes and he said ouch, and he had to go back home because it was a really sunny day and he stayed in home the whole day.
And when he got back home to stay home the whole day because the sun was burning his eyes, he saw in his home a little green man who said, "Hey, you red dragon, what are you doing here?" So what did the red dragon say to the green little man?
He said, "Oi, I'm going to gobble you up into my tummy."
"Well, I don't think so," said the green little man.
And then he went for a walk again and he put his sunglasses on and he throwed him in the river and he sank and he got eaten by a shark.
"Oh, blah, blah, blah. Oh, oh," said the green little man. "Oh." And then nothing. And the red dragon peeked around, looked at the lake, and all he could see were just bubbles going at the top of the surface. He was a bit scared, wasn't he?
Why?
Well, because the green man had been eaten by something in the lake. You think it was a shark? Are you sure it was a shark? How could you tell it was a shark in the lake?
Because the lake was ginormous.
Okay. And so, was it a good shark or was it a bad shark?
A good shark. And that shark was his friend. And that shark was his friend.
The shark was the friend of the red dragon. How did they meet?
They just saw each other one day when they were fighting. When they were fighting on the surface. And then they noticed they were best friends, and they noticed they were not just being mean to each other.
And so, what were their favorite games? If they were best friends, what did they like to do together?
Play hide and splash in the river.
Was that their favorite game?
Yeah.
Okay, so should we go back to the story?
Yeah.
What's the name of the shark, by the way?
Peter Rabbit.
Peter Rabbit the shark. So, we have the red dragon.
Yeah.
The mean little green man who's disappeared, eaten by the shark, called Peter Rabbit. And so when the red dragon realized it was his best friend, Peter Rabbit, who was there. He said, "Hello, Peter Rabbit, do you want to come out to play?" And what did the shark say?
"I'm thinking I want to have some time in my house to play some games with my red friend, Thomas the Bird."
Oh, so shark was a friend with a bird. That is a crazy story. Oh, so little Red Dragon was quite disappointed.
Because all the characters in that story, they all are the dragon's friends.
Oh, but they didn't want to play with the Red Dragon.
Yeah.
How was the Red Dragon feeling about that, do you think?
He said okay to all his friends. Okay, I'm just gonna play for a few minutes, and then when you're still playing, I'll knock on all your doors, and then maybe you'll come play with me.
And what did they say?
Yes, I can play with you.
Oh, that's nice. So did they end up playing in the lake together?
Yeah, they all did.
That's a good story.
But how the bird does it is he sits in it and he flies, dragging his nails and his feet in it. That's what he likes to do.
And is that the end then for today when they end up playing together? Or do you think something else happened?
The shark came again. It was a different shark. It was called Frankie.
Frankie, that you're the shark. Was it a big shark? Was it a funny shark? How was he?
He was the same size as Thomas the shark.
Oh. And what did he say? Did he want to join in and play as well?
Yeah. He just liked to splash in circles.
That's a good one. Good. Well, shall we say goodnight then, since we finished the story?
Yes, good night.
Good night. See you later.
See you later.
Alligator.
In a wild crocodile.
In a wild crocodile.